you might be able to hear just in the distance the loudspeakers for the Liverpool 10K, which I've just finished. And I'm dying, absolutely dying. Really found it tough. I struggled round. I started way too fast. Started to flag towards the middle, and then even thought that I wasn't going to finish it when I got to around about 7K. Soldiered on and made it round. But what was really, really bizarre about it was that I haven't done a 10K this year. The last 10K I did was the one at Wembley, the Nike Human Race last August, and that was quite a packed event. I think there was about 40,000 people running, so there was a large concentration of people all the way around, and because of that, you were always overtaking people, so it actually felt like a really fast event. You felt like you were flying, because you were always overtaking people. And when I finished last time, really disappointed, because my time was 50:32, which I actually felt like I'd been going a lot faster than that. I hadn't taken a watch, hadn't tracked my time, hadn't clock watched, there wasn't really any mile markers, so I didn't know what to expect. Came over the finish line, saw my time, and yeah, disappointed. Not only was I sort of disappointed with the time, but I also felt strong. I felt like I could have run a little bit faster. And a bit of an ankle pain back then, which, was the onset of a more serious injury that came about and then put me out over Christmas, and I wasn't able to run. So I was out for a couple of months this year, and then I've gradually got back into it. And this 10K really was just a spur of the moment thing. I just saw it advertised and thought, I'll go for that. So I went out and carrying about a stone and a half extra in weight compared to the last 10K that I did. The last 10K, like I say, I thought I was doing a lot better than I actually did. I was a little bit fitter than I am now. I've still got some of that, residual fitness, but really could be, better than I actually am at the moment. So when I crossed the finish line today in 50:35, which was only 3 seconds slower than the 10K that I ran last time, I was really surprised, because I really laboured on this run today. It was tough, very tough. Lungs burning, legs felt dead to the world. And it was just a real challenge to get round. But I'm glad I did it. And Sefton Park looks absolutely incredible with all the golden leaves and the reds, and the browns. It's just really quite atmospheric. It's just started to rain now, so there's it's quite refreshing, and the runners are all sort of making their ways back to the car now. So I'm gonna get back home, get showered, and then possibly get on the train and go over to Liverpool if my legs will let me walk down to the train station. If not, I'll drive over back to Liverpool for a celebratory meal, I think, and I'll catch you later. Bye bye.